attacked and injured six people on Thursday, has reopened to the public. Four toddlers and two pensioners were stabbed in the attack in the tranquil French mountainside town, and the government said the suspected assailant was a Syrian refugee. Two of the wounded children and one adult were in the hospital in a life-threatening condition, while the other victims were less seriously hurt. The local prosecutor leading the investigation said there was no indication that terrorism was the assailant's motivation. He was under investigation for attempted murder. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Prime Minister Rishi Sunak for wide-ranging talks on Thursday as the British leader made his first White House visit as premier. The president spoke of the strength of their partnership.
Prime Minister Churchill and Roosevelt met here a little over 70 years ago, and they asserted that the strength of the partnership between Great Britain and the United States was the strength of the free world. I still think there's truth to that.
The leader's Oval Office talks are expected to cover the war in Ukraine, China, economic security, international cooperation on regulating the growth field of artificial intelligence, and much more. Hazardous smoke from wildfires continue to hang over millions in the U.S. and Canada. At a news conference Wednesday, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says poor air quality from hundreds of wildfires is disrupting the life of millions.
Unfortunately, over the past years, we've seen extreme weather events increase in their intensity and their impact on Canadians, as well as on their cost to families, to provinces, and to the federal budget.
Audio courtesy of CTV. This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said on Thursday that his forces had repelled large-scale overnight attempts by Ukrainian troops to break through the front line in the southern Zaporizhia region and had inflicted heavy losses on them. Reuters could not independently verify Shoigu's battlefield account, and there was no immediate comment on the situation from the Ukrainian Defense Ministry. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the flood-stricken southern region of Kherson on Thursday. He's there to assess the scale of devastation after the destruction of a huge dam whose waters submerged homes, fields, and roads. Russia and Ukraine have traded blame for the bursting of a Soviet-era hydroelectric dam, which sent waters cascading across the war zone of southern Ukraine Tuesday. New legislation is set to be introduced next week in the Australian Parliament that will ban the public display of Nazi symbols. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
Among other things, the proposed bill will ban flags, T-shirts, armbands and other symbols related to the Nazis, an extremist German 20th century political party led by Adolf Hitler, and the Schutzstaffel, or SS, which was a major paramilitary organisation. The symbols publication online will also be prescribed. The maximum penalty for breaching the ban would be 12 months imprisonment. The ban won't include the Nazi salute or the swastika, a symbol that has religious significance in Hinduism, Buddhism and Jainism. Experts have welcomed the proposed new laws. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. news outlets are reporting that federal prosecutors have formally notified former U.S. President Donald Trump that he is the target of an investigation into his handling of classified materials, adding to his legal troubles as he seeks the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The investigation by Special Counsel Jack Smith has scrutinized Trump's handling of classified documents he brought with him to his Florida resort after leaving the White House in 2021. Activists protested outside of a Japanese court Thursday as it ruled that the lack of legal protections for LGBTQ plus people appeared to be unconstitutional. This is the latest ruling that may help push the country toward allowing same-sex marriage. The activists carried signs reading freedom of marriage for all people, two-mom family, and marriage equality. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.